Good morning, Freedom Church. How are you doing today? Well, you can't answer that, but doing pretty good over here at Freedom Church. I hope you're enjoying your couch and your coffee this morning. We're going to start some worship here in just a moment, but there's a couple things I want to let you know about or ask you to help us with. If you know of anybody that's been laid off, could you please email us at contact@freedomchurch.life? We would like to be able to contact them, pray with them, and help them in any way that we can. Also, if you have any prayer requests while you're being quarantined here, please contact us. Just email us at contact@freedomchurch.life, and we'll send that out to everybody to pray for you. And I want to share a scripture right here before we have worship. This is a scripture that I have been kind of mulling over this past week, Psalms chapter 11. And it's just really hit me pretty good. It's encouraged me. I've already run for dear life straight to the arms of God. So why would I run away now when you say run to the mountains? The evil bows are bent. The wicked arrows aim to shoot under cover of darkness at every open heart, heart open to God. The bottom's dropped out of the country. Good people don't have a chance. But God hasn't moved to the mountains. His holy address hasn't changed. He's in charge, as always. His eyes taking everything in, his eyelids unblinking, examining Adam's unruly brood inside and out, not missing a thing. God is still in charge, and we're not worried because we trust in him. Is that right? All right. It's time for us to worship together. So we're going to send you over to Pastor Ben's house, his living room. So
hey, good morning. Just want to welcome you and thank you for being a part of this moment of worship. I'm excited just to worship with you, and excited to have you joining me in worship as you watch this. I just pray you're encouraged in the presence, by the presence of the Lord today. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you, God, for your enduring love, your enduring kindness. Thank you for your presence, Lord, that goes with us no matter where we are, no matter what happens, Lord. I just pray over each home and family, God, that's tuning in right now. And God, we lift our voices together. And I just pray that your church worship you this morning in spirit and truth. We love you, God, and praise you through all and in all. In Jesus' name.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will, yeah. I will lift up your name. Yes, I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. Waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will sing for joy. Oh, yes, I will. I will, I choose to pray. glorify, glorify the name of all names. Yes, it is. That nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise. To glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, oh, I choose to praise. To glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, oh, I choose to praise. I will glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, oh yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will sing for joy and lift your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy. I choose to praise. Just lift your voice wherever you are. To glorify, glorify the name of all names. Oh, that nothing can stand against, I choose to praise. I will glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, oh yes I will. Oh yes, I will. Oh yes, I will.
We worship you, God. Lord, you're good. You're always good, Lord. Your kindness endures. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for who you are. The goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I make, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath
I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. There's so much more in store. There's no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Thank you, Jesus. My heart will trust in you. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Sing it out. It is well with my soul. is well. It is well with my soul. Oh, and it is well with my soul, my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
God, we thank you that it is well with our soul. And no matter what happens, God, no matter what the news tells us, no matter what's going on in the world, God, we know where our hope is. It's found in you, our rock, our fortress, our strong tower. That is who you are. And Father, I pray, Lord, for the rest of this service that you would bless it. God, I ask that as Pastor Larry gets ready to come, I pray, Lord, that you would minister to us through your word, and we would be open to receive it. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Freedom Church. We miss you around here. But thank you so much for your giving and your faithfulness in your giving. Let's continue to keep our church so strong during this time of uncertainty. There's four simple ways that we ask that you would continue to give and to keep our church strong. The very first way is this. You can go to our website at freedomchurch.life and give through our website. The second way that you can give is simply download the Church Center app and connect to Freedom Church and give through that app. The third way is this. You can simply text 84321 and give any amount that you would like. Again, you can text 84321 and give any amount. The very last way that you can give is this, is that you can simply mail a check right here at Freedom Church at 2801 Thomasville Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32308. Let's continue to remember those that are sick. Let's continue to remember those that are infected with this coronavirus. Would you join me in prayer right now for those that are infected? God is still working. God is still working. Even like I said, even when we don't see him at work, he is still working. And I pray, let's pray together and join together as a church body and pray for those that are sick. Father, we thank you again for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you that you are the great physician. And Father, I pray that you would minister to our people right now. Minister to those that are infected, those that have that need a touch from you, God. Father, I ask, Lord, that you would protect them and watch over them. But God, I pray that you would put a stop to this COVID-19, God. Lord, I pray that you would provide wisdom to the doctors and the CDC. And I ask, God, that somehow, some way, we would be able to find a vaccine and we would be able to get back to normal, God. Because, Lord, we want to continue to be a light to this community. And I know that we're doing that. But, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would begin to do something that we have not seen in over 2 or 3 weeks, God. God, we know you're working behind the scenes, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would comfort us, protect us, and watch over us, Lord, just as you are going to do. We love you, Lord, and we honor you in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pastor Larry?
Thank you, Pastor Marco. Appreciate that. And you just keep praying, keep tuning in. Facebook Live and some other things. Wednesday night, we're going to do something a little different. I hope you'll pay attention, log in. It'll be an opportunity for you to participate in a beautiful way. So I want to encourage you to do that. I'm also working on a situation where we can do online prayer. So pay attention to your emails and some other posts on Facebook. I'd appreciate it. And I know we'll all be blessed together. So the end product of when we come out of this is that this church be stronger and ready to receive what God has in store for us. I believe there's going to be a great harvest coming, and we need to be ready. And when you take it around and look at the frailty of humanity and how fast things can change, the truth is you got to have a sense of peace knowing your future destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ. So today I want to talk to you about the storm. You know, in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus hops on a boat and a big storm comes. And it is so apropos, so fitting for where we are today. And I just want to remind you of that. We started this series back in November in Mark, and it just so happens that God so orchestrated that today we're talking about a storm. I hope you know God's guiding hand, God's sovereign work in your own life. And I hope you sense that today. So let's just jump in. Mark chapter 4, verse 35, it begins. The day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Verse 38, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we drowned?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Be quiet. Be still." And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Let's pray. Lord, I just ask you to bless your word today. May it speak to our hearts in a powerful way. And may you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, work through it to bring that same peace to us, Lord, that you gave the disciples in the midst of their storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side." So they jump in a boat and go with Jesus. Jesus was interested in expanding his mission. It is the heart of God to expand the gospel's presentation. That's why we at Freedom Church are heavily involved in mission work around the world. That's why we take mission trips, and we'll get to those mission trips this year. They've just been delayed a little bit, the Cuba trip anyway. But we are in the business of expanding the gospel. And Jesus says this in Matthew 24:14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come." I don't know about you, but during this coronavirus, it has been very evident that the church has been powerfully active in ways of presenting the gospel that it never has for a long time. I would anticipate that the gospel is going out to more avenues and more doors than ever before through its online activity, the church's online activity. And I thank God the church is not sitting still, but we're going forward in the midst of. And that's because we're in the business of expanding the ministry of the gospel. Well, in the boat with Jesus was the disciples. He left the crowd behind. That kind of sounds familiar to all of us. You know, we've left the crowd behind. We've hunkered down in our house. Yesterday, Linda and I were driving down the highway, and I couldn't believe all the traffic. I couldn't believe everybody at Lowe's and everybody at Home Depot, and I just hope we haven't gotten complacent. We have 17 people infected in Leon County, and the numbers in the state of Florida, they're not as what they are in New York, but they're continuing to rise. We need to be praying. We need to be vigilant. And we need to be careful. I want to encourage you to be careful. I heard this morning on the news coming in, there are 500 policemen in New York City infected. We need to pray for New York. We need to pray for our hospital staff here locally. We need to pray for our school teachers. We need to pray for families. We need to be about our business of doing and being the church. And isn't it beautiful that we can be the church, communicating to Jesus our needs? Well, in the boat with his disciples, and it's interesting to me, and often I overlook this, there are other boats following. There are other boats with them. And the other boats following Jesus benefited from following. I mean, the storm came up on them as well. The storm came up on them, and also, not only did the storm come, the peace came that Jesus proclaimed over the sea. So don't forget that. It is a good thing to follow Jesus. If you're not following Jesus, you ought to be following Jesus. There's nothing like following Jesus in the midst of a storm, because you know he takes care of things you can't even see or know or understand. He can bring peace to your heart. So in the midst of their sailing across this Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, a storm, a squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, and they're nearly swamped. You can imagine, these are experienced fishermen with Jesus. They know the danger that is at hand. They've been there. They've seen it. They've probably known this situation before. And Jesus is asleep. Jesus was at the stern of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. Somehow, I think Jesus wanted the disciples to have the peace that he had in the midst of that storm, and he was about to give it to them. The disciples, on the other hand, the disciples wake Jesus up. They are so startled, worried, fearful. Wake up! Don't you care that we're going to drown? Wow. The Sea of Galilee could be treacherous. You know, there are times in our life when it's treacherous. It's nice to know Jesus is with us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. You know, I enjoy boating, and I love to be out in the boats. And it's wonderful to go down the river and go down the water and enjoy the boat. But when the water starts coming into the boat, you know that's not the place for water to be. It's okay as long as it's on the outside. But when it starts coming on the inside where you are, where you know your safety is, then you're in dangerous territory. And that's where the disciples were. Yeah. Doesn't Jesus care? That's their impression. He doesn't care. Sometimes in the midst of storms, we can get that same impression if we're not careful. And you need to understand, God's timing is sufficient and it's perfect. He does care and he will. We need to be careful not to become overwhelmed with the circumstances. Life can overwhelm you if you're not careful. And you need to have someone in your boat. And I don't know about you, but the best person that you can have in your boat is Jesus. Jesus. God can take care of us. You know, there are times we face things and it doesn't look like Jesus cares. He's asleep in the back of the boat. But the truth of the matter is, he's wanting to give you something that is beyond yourself. So this is what Jesus does. He gets up from the stern of the boat and rebukes the wind. The scripture says he got up. Let me tell you, when Jesus gets up, you can rest assured something supernatural is about to happen. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Be quiet, be still." Really, what he is saying is, "Peace, be still." God is a God of history. God is a God who is above nature. It's amazing how fast the circumstances changed for the disciples. There's been times in my own life when I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? And then, boom, it changed. Because God's care. Jesus knows how to intervene in the circumstances of our lives. And I believe he's about ready to do that for us, for our nation, for his church. I believe that. Because God, the God who created the heavens, is a personal God. He loves us. He cares for us. He hears the cry of our heart. And the scripture reveals this about God. He wants to reveal himself to us. This is what happened when Jesus stood up, when he rebuked the wind, the sea calmed down. Now, the disciples are amazed. The peace Jesus had as he slept, he brought to the wind and the waves. The peace he brought to the wind and the waves, he wanted to bring to the disciples. He wants to bring that same peace to you. You know, I know a lot of people right now, they're just frantic every time they go and do and be, and they're just frantic everywhere they go. And you're going to run into those frantic people when you go, have to go to the grocery store or have to go this. Just be peaceful. Let them see the calmness of your own heart and life, because Jesus is in your boat. Now, when it comes down to the end of this verse, it's now time for Jesus to rebuke the disciples. Now, I don't know if you've ever been rebuked by Jesus, but if you hang around Jesus long enough, he'll correct you. And he corrects the disciples here. Matter of fact, he has to do it several times in scriptures. It's kind of surprising that they hang out with Jesus all the time, but they seem to be rebuked a couple of times too. We all need correction. Look at it. Mark 7, Mark 8, Mark 8, Mark 8, Mark 9. I mean, it's the story of humanity in the disciples. We all need correction. And it's a wonderful thing when God corrects you. Matter of fact, the scripture says this: God disciplines those who he loves. And here's the deal. The disciples, having been before him so much, still missed a lot about who Jesus was. You know, when you know who Jesus is, you don't have to worry about storms. When you know him intimately, you know he has you in the palm of your hand. That he's going to walk with you. Listen. The disciple says to the others, who is this that even the winds obey him? Can I tell you? He knows how to speak in the midst of storms. I'm ready for him to speak to my own heart. I know we want him to speak to this coronavirus, and the truth of the matter is I need him to speak to me. And if he'll speak to the church, get ready. He's about to do something in our world. I believe that. You see, you and I need faith in the midst of the storm. And faith produces peace. The scripture says love casts out fear. And love is manifest because of our faith. And when you know his perfect love, your faith will arise. And peace will settle in. You won't have fear, because he who controls the seas brings peace to our heart. Now, I hope you know what it is to sleep in the midst of the storm, because you have his hand and he has your hand. You know, it's interesting that in the early artwork of the church, they depict Jesus in the storm a lot, on boats, in the midst of the church. The early church had a lot of storms coming against it, and they pictured Jesus in the storm with them. Jesus with them caused them not to fear the gladiators or the lions, not to fear the persecution, the death. Jesus in their midst brought peace so they could be the witness that God needed them to be. And it's my prayer today that God bring you that peace in the midst of our storm. God is faithful. You and I have nothing to fear. You and I have nothing to fear. Here's the deal. If you don't know Jesus, I'd invite you to know him. I'd ask you to invite Jesus into your heart and your life. I would invite you to say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Help me. Help me to be a follower of you. I want to invite you into my life so that I might know the peace of God that passes all understanding. Work by your Spirit, Lord, in my life. Amen. Listen, I want to pray with you right now that peace stay in your home, that you stay in the boat with Jesus. Don't give up. Don't be overwhelmed. Know his peace that passes all understanding. Look to him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Freedom Church, and I thank you for everybody listening to our live presentation today. I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, speak. Let them know your peace in the midst of storms. May your love just cover them. And may they know, Lord God, that love that casts out all fear. Thank you, Lord, that we have nothing to fear. Help us to walk wise. Help us to redeem the times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today.